Thank you for being part of this study. We pray that you might be able to see and understand what is the last day events in chronological order. We've been studying lots of different things, and we have been trying to put everything in chronological order by following the Gospels and using the seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven plagues in the book of Revelation to give us the details of these 21 events. So we have been mapping them in so that you might be able to see the order of events as transcribed by the Bible. So the next section that we're looking at will follow what we've covered in reference to the seven trumpets of the book of Revelation. Okay, we found out that the sixth trumpet, that the seven trumpets referred to events that was coming after the fifth seal or the fifth sign. So if we look at them in reference to signs, then that's where we pick up, and we're going to count them to get to our number to make everything correlate. Okay, when we turned and looked at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet, the book of Revelation, let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we ask for wisdom and guidance from on high. Open my heart, my mind, and my understanding that it might not be my words, but yours. Help the people to hear your voice from heaven, that you might be able to speak to them and help them understand the signs of the times that we live in. Your name we pray. Amen. Okay. So, and when we read Revelation, the seventh trumpet, Revelation 11, verses 15 through 18, we found great voices saying, "The kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of Yahweh and his Messiah, and he shall reign forever." So he is now taking over by tearing up the earth, as we would call it, the great tribulation, when we look in Matthew. And we'll see it throughout the scriptures. The 24 elders says, "Yahweh has taken his great power and has reigned." So he's letting us know that he is setting up his kingdom. As it read, the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of Yahweh and his Messiah. Here it says that Yahweh has taken his great power and has reigned. Okay, so during this time frame, man might think he's reigning on the earth. He might think he's ruling as he has been through the European pagan Christian movement. Now he's saying that he is setting up his kingdom, and he is taking their power and starting to rule. And what response are they going to have? You can be for sure they are going to be angry. "And the nations were angry, and his wrath is come." So under the seventh trumpet, the seven last plagues are poured out, which is the wrath of Yahweh. That's what it's called, the wrath of Yahweh. "And the nations were angry, and your wrath is come. And the time has come for the dead to be judged. And thou shalt give reward to his saints, the prophets, to his servants, the prophets, saints, and them that fear him." Okay, so now this is talking about the time, and now he is going to reward them, or his servants, when he raises them after the seven last plagues are over. He raises them from the earth. And he will judge and help people to see the 144 that will go forth during this time frame to live without sin when he leaves the heavenly sanctuary and is no longer our intercessor. Once he leaves the courts of heaven as our mediator, he now puts on the Lion of the tribe of Judah, going forth to conquer. And the last part of this lets us know that for time for you to destroy them that destroy the earth. So, are you living sustainably, or are you one of them who are destroying the earth? Revelation chapter 11, verse 9, the temple of Yahweh is open in heaven. And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. There was lightning, voices, thunder, earthquake, and great hail. So we see now the temple of Yahweh opening. Now we talked about before that there was a temple in heaven. Of which Moses copied. Notice that. He copied what was already in the temple. And how the temple was laid out. And so that's what we have on earth. A copy of the temple in heaven. And so it says now that this time the temple of Yahweh is open in heaven. So that means, it, you remember the veils, you had the first apartment, you had the second apartment, you had the veil blocking the first apartment for people to go in and then for the second. So it says now the temple of Yahweh is open in heaven. Okay? And so which veils are open? And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. So now we have here the first apartment and the second apartment curtain is ripped from top to bottom or opened. And now there's lightning, voices, thunder, earthquake, and great hail. As we go into these 13 through 19, of the seven last plagues, we will see how all of this transpires. Because the sixth sign, because the fifth seal and the fifth sign was the same in Matthew and Revelation. But then when we pick up in Matthew, we have sixth seal through the 12th, the sixth sign. Through the 12th sign is the seven plagues, and then is the seven trumpets, and then sign 13 through 19 is the seven seals, the seven trumpets. We're going to go through that in a minute. Okay, when we compared Revelation to Matthew 24, we found under the seven signs, we found the seven seals, seven trumpets, seven plagues. How do they all correlate? We found in Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 2, the white horse, which was in Matthew called deception. Okay, let no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, Jesus, saying that I, Jesus, is the Christ, and shall deceive many. That's the Christian, European, pagan Christian movement that exists today. Now, from that, that's the deception. Then when we went to the second seal, the red horse, where there was wars, this was a result of the deception of the European pagan church as it started back with the Crusades and the Inquisition. And today we have what we call the drone wars, and we have the UN wars. Okay, then we moved to the third seal, and we found that there was a black horse, and there was famine, or as we called it, the Great Depression. So we are in what we call a depression, a Great Depression, that many people are in denial about it. Banks is closed and so forth. And so now that we have this depression that has been lingering on, that they have robbed the middle class of, in the Great Depression of the 1920s, people had put money in the bank. And because they put money in the bank, they lost their money and many people, that's how they were able to rob people of their wealth, the middle class at that time. And then in the second depression, which people refuse to accept, is that instead of you robbing the banks rob the people by taking their houses back. So the people's houses dropped, the middle class houses dropped dramatically, such that now people owe more for their houses than what their houses are worth. And so that was a robbery of the banks, the same banks that went under, but this time they took everybody's money with them. Because people were now realizing that they didn't want to put their money in the bank, they put their money in their houses. And when they found out that people were putting their money in their houses so that they can have $100,000 when they cash in the house or sell it off, or $200,000 or $500,000 or $1 million home, they said, okay, we have to take that wealth from them by crashing their homes prices. And so that's what they did. And so that's, and from that, it results in Great Depression and also great, and eventually we'll be dealing with famine, or food shortage, or people not being able to eat or being able to survive simply due to the fact that they can't afford the money. They can't afford what's being sold because they have lost most of their money. And then I know people, they say they're in their 60s, ready to retire, cannot retire. And 64, 63, 64, 65, cannot retire. And those that did retire in their 70s came back to work in the workforce because they lost everything. Okay, but this is still a denial phase that most people find themselves in. Okay, then we have under the fourth seal, we found the pale horse, which was pestilence. Everything, the results of the deception that was being practiced in seal number one by the European pagan Christian church movement. The pestilence, and we wind up with diseases, and many more different things. And during the Dark Ages in Europe, they had what they called the Black Plague. And that was one of the results back then. And so today we have Ebola, the, what else do we have? Mad cow disease, we have the bird flu. And the list goes on. And especially cancer rate, which is becoming so common that disease is just accepted. Arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, obesity, overweight, all of these different diseases, whatever we want to call them. This is part of the pestilence that is sweeping the land. And people are dying at early ages. Okay, people are dying, young people are dying from old people's diseases because of their lifestyle that they practice. At the sad diet, the standard American diet. That's the acronym for SAD. Okay, then we come down to the fifth seal, which was persecution, and the people that were running the first deception and the first seal was going forth to kill those that will preach the true gospel. That's what we found in the fifth seal. Then we found after that the judgments under Matthew 24. And the judgments that we found were what we call the seven trumpets of the book of Revelation. And we correlated those. So that was signs 6 through 12, which we ended up with. And now we're finding ourselves under the seven vows or the seven plagues, which is also called the Great Tribulation in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21 through 28. And these are signs 13 through 19. And the seven trumpets are found in Matthew 24, verses 15 through 20. Those are the seals 6 through 12. And so after that, then we will come across what is the sixth sign, which is the sixth seal, which is the sun and moon, be darkened and the stars to fall from heaven. For the sun will be moon, the sun will be darkened, the moon shall turn to blood, and the stars will fall from heaven. And we find that as the 20th seal in Matthew 24, 20th sign. And we find that the seventh seal is the second coming, found in Revelation chapter 12, verses to the end. Okay, and we find Matthew chapter 24, verses 30 through 31, as relating to his second coming. At this time, we're going to take a break. Before we return back, we'll hear from our sponsors. Well, it doesn't seem like the commercials are working, so I guess we'll continue. Okay, we now want to deal with the next set of events that we are covering. As we said in Matthew 24, we're going to be looking at verses 15 through 20, which deals with the seven trumpets, which brings tribulation. So when you're going through the 21 signs or events found in Matthew 24, they correlate with the seven seals, seven trumpets, seven plagues. Seven times three is 21. So that's which 20 where we get the 21 signs or events from. And we found out that in Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5, was deception and abomination was set up that brings desolation. That brings desolation. And that's what the Bible says when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, that him that understand flee. And so the time is coming that we are finding the abomination stand in the holy place. Then we found also, which is the Christian movement. Then Matthew chapter 24, verse 6 says, wars created through deception, the Crusades, the Inquisition, the deception of the church, of them on the people. Then we had in Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, famine, which is caused by the Great Depression of taking people's money from them and them not being able to work or being able to work and not being able to retire. Matthew 24, verse 7, the famine caused by depression, by the Great Depression, the wiping out of people's goods. And the wars that was in the second one is the Crusades, we said, and the Inquisition, and what we call the drone wars today, and what we call the UN wars, Desert Storm, and all of those. Okay, then now we have here Matthew chapter 24, verses verse 7, which is the pestilence, which is caused by the diseases that we listed earlier. Ebola, mad cow disease, bird flu, cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, obesity, all of these diseases, and killing young people at early ages. They're saying that young people are now having heart attacks, having high blood pressure, strokes, and all of these at their teenage years, which is only old people diseases. You got those in your 60s and 70s and so forth. But now people are getting them in their teenage years and even younger. So tell me that's not a pestilence. That's not a disease that's wiping out. That's what pestilence is, disease, something wiping out the people, the masses of people. And we don't even know it. We're not even aware of this. And then we have the fifth sign, which is also the fifth seal, the true gospel is preached and persecution is raised by the church to persecute the people, just like the church crucified the Messiah, even though they gave it into the hands of the Romans. to say that the Romans did it. Then we have our sixth sign, six through twelve, which is the seven trumpets, which is the desolation that was brought on because the abomination that brings desolation standing in the holy place. And after the seven trumpets are completed, we have Matthew chapter 21, verse 28, which is the great tribulation. We have the seven vows and the seven plagues that are being poured out on the earth. And then we wind up with the next event, which is Matthew 24, the sun and moon. The sun is darkened and the moon shall turn to blood and the stars will fall from heaven. And then our last event, which is Matthew 24, which is event 21. The sun and moon is darkened, it's event 20. And we said the tribulation, the seven plagues, is signs of sign number 13 through 19. And we have the second coming in Matthew 24, verse 30 through 31. And that is the final 21 last day event that will occur. So, when we look at this, the seventh sign, which is also the 13th sign, okay, what we have here for our 13th sign through, which we're dealing with, our next signs that we're going to be dealing with, is for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world. Looking at Matthew 24, verse 21 through 28, and the important part is, except those days shall be short. All right, well, let's read that in Matthew chapter 24. Okay, Matthew chapter 24, we're looking at verse number 21. In 28, and it says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days shall be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is the Messiah, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false messiahs and false prophets, and shall show great wonders, signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you this before. So, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not. He's on TV, secret chamber, behind the movies. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there shall the eagles be gathered together. Okay, so we're going to read and try to understand about this great tribulation that we're reading about. So we found out it says, except those days shall be shortened, how much flesh should be saved? None. Wow. I mean, we already had the trumpets, which were serious asteroids and stuff happening to the earth. Now we're talking about it being even worse. No flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be short. So he says he's going to cut it short in righteousness. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 24, verses 3 through 6. Isaiah chapter 24, verses 3 through 6. And the land shall be utterly empty and utterly spoiled. That's serious. For Yahweh has spoken this word. The earth mourneth and fadeth away, and the world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof. See, there it is. We have been destroying the earth. There it is. Not living sustainably. Because they have transgressed the laws. The laws of what? The laws of nature. The laws that Yahweh has laid out for us to live sustainably in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, thinking that they are Christians, European pagan Christians, that they can defile the earth, massacre the Native Americans, enslave the African Americans, economically deprive the rest of the world. Transgress the laws, change the ordinances. And that's what they said. We've changed Saturday, the Sabbath, to Sunday. We've changed the name of Yeshua from Yeshua to Jesus. We changed the name of Yahweh to the Lord. We have rewritten the Bible and locked it up in Greek, and then teach from the Greek and the Latin, which it was not the original language it was written in. So there can be so much deception that have been practiced over these centuries. Therefore, hast thou, and changed the ordinances and broken the everlasting covenant. You get that? We have broke the everlasting covenant, the covenant that Yahweh made with us, the covenant that he made with the earth, with the plants, with the ground, and we have broken these covenants. Therefore, have the earth cursed. Therefore, have the earth cursed, devoured the earth. Therefore, have the curse devoured the earth. What curse? The curse that Yahweh has put on it. Because we defiled it. And they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burnt, and few men left. So there it is. It lets us know that few will be left. This is the great tribulation. Serious, ain't it? Okay, let's look here at Mark chapter 13. Verses 19 through 20. Mark chapter 13. Verses 19 through 20. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which Elohim created upon unto this time, neither shall be. Now we thought that black plague was deep and wiped out a bunch of people. He's saying this is going to be nothing compared to that. Verse 20, and except that Yahweh have shortened those days, no flesh, no human, should be saved. They will not be able to live through it. but for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, the 144,000, he has shortened the day. So he shortened that time frame so that we do not have to live through this horrible time that we'll be living through. Like he said, no flesh will be saved. This is the great tribulation now. Luke chapter 21. Let's turn to Luke 21. Verses 22 and 23. Luke chapter 21, verse 22 and 23. For these be the days of vengeance. There's the word, vengeance. This is the days of vengeance, of affliction. That vengeance was the seven trumpets. That all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and those and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon the people. So see, here it is. This is going to be the wrath of Elohim. The wrath of Yahweh is coming. So the vengeance, the first part, is the seven trumpets, and then when he talks about the wrath, this is the seven plagues. Okay, let's turn to Daniel chapter 21. Sorry, Daniel chapter 12. It's not 21 verses in here. Daniel 12, verse number 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered. Everyone that shall be written, found written in the book. So here he lets us know that there's going to be a time of trouble when Michael stands up, the great prince that standeth for the children of thy people. Now there's all these debates about who's this Michael is. Some call it Jesus, some call it an archangel, some call it all type of thing. And it's a great prince that people talk about all different type of things. I have no comment in reference to them because the Bible's not real crystal clear on it. So I don't speculate on them. But it is crystal clear that when he stands up, that there shall be a time of trouble, such as was not since there was a nation upon the earth. And so that's what we're talking about, the great tribulation. It shall be the time of trouble. So it's called in different names, the time of trouble, the great tribulation, okay? So be not, you know, worried about which term, but these are the terms that are being used. Okay, now we're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 30. See, all of these are sharing with us what is going on, what Yeshua has in store. Remember, Jeremiah chapter 30, looking at verse number 5 through 7. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 5 through 7. For, thus saith Yahweh, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. So these people that are talking about that they being raptured out of here and the secret rapture, there's none of that happening. They better get ready and get geared up for the time of trouble, time of your life. This is what he said. You don't have no peaceful gospel to give. Not for peace. He makes it crystal clear. It's not going to be a time of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man does travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hand on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned to paleness. What? All faces are turned to what? Are turned to paleness. Wow. Verse 7. At last, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. So now as we realize it's called the little time of trouble. It's called the time of trouble. It's called Jacob's time of trouble. But he shall be saved out of it. Who's going to be saved out of it? He said earlier, when Michael stands up, he's going to deliver his people. So yes, he's going to deliver us, the 144, from the hands of those that connive and strive to do us in. That's who he's talking about. Okay, let's look at Isaiah chapter 13. Isaiah chapter 13, verses 6 through 8. Okay. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 6 through 8. How ye, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. Wow, that's heavy. Oh, y'all get this? Every heart shall faint. Okay, Isaiah chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of Yahweh cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger. How's it going to come? With wrath and fierce anger. To lay the land desolate. What's going to happen to the land? It's going to be laid desolate. Are we destroying the land and laying it desolate? That's exactly what we're doing with unsustainable lifestyles. And he shall destroy the sinner thereof out of it. So this is talking about this great tribulation, time of trouble, which the European pagans think they're going to escape, and trying to teach others their way of escape. Okay, we're now going to look at Joel chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. Joel chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. At last, for the day of Yahweh is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Now, this is the wrath of Yahweh, without mercy. For Yahweh, remember, Yeshua has left as being our intercessor in heaven. But the temple was open, and the smoke filled the temple. No man could minister there or could be in. And it says, alas, for the day of Yahweh is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the meat cut off before your eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of our Elohim. So people are not going to be rejoicing, not going to be happy. It is going to be a rough time, and people are going to realize that they have been deceived by the church, and they are going to be angry. that the church deceived them and that they listened to. So there will not be gladness from the house of Yah. No, there will not be gladness. There will be bitter anguish. The seed is rotten under their clots. The garners are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. So as we can see that it'll be serious times, everything will be withering, being wiped out, being, it's like, you know, rough, as Yahweh would have it. Let's look at verses number 18 through 20 here, still in Joel chapter 1, 18 through 20. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Yahweh, to thee I cry, for the fire have devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame has burnt all the trees of the field. Wow. The beast of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of water are dried up, and the fire have devoured the pastures of the wilderness. This is some heavy stuff. I hope you're realizing what's going on here. Let's turn to chapter 2 of Joel. Joel 2. We can look at Joel chapter 2, verse 2. A day, well, let's start at verse 1. Blow ye a trumpet in Zion. Amen. Now, what we probably doing? Blowing a trumpet in Zion. That's the church. And sound an alarm amongst my holy mountain. The church folk, let them know. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. What we doing? Trembling for the day of Yahweh cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like. Neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. We're going to blow the trumpet in Zion. Is that right? Blow the trumpet in Zion. And that's why we talked about the seven what? Trumpets. We're in the church in Zion. Sound an alarm to let the people know, wake up, stop sleeping. Are we dead asleep, even at the time of the end? Still sleeping. Dead asleep. I mean, dead asleep. Let the inhabitants tremble. Why are they going to tremble? For the day of Yahweh is coming, even at hand, a day of darkness, a day of gloominess. It just lists, just go on. Look at verses 3 through 5. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burning. The land is as the garden of Eden before them. That's the way California is, and that's the way lots of places are. And behind them, a desolate wilderness, so there will not be growing food in California. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horses, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the top of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of flames of fire that devour the stubble as a strong people set in a battle array. Now, remember, we talked about the locusts. We talked about all of this under the trumpets. So he's letting us know this is a big time that we're talking about going through the trumpets and the plagues. Very deep. Verses 5 through 8. Okay, we already read 5, so let's start at 6. Before their faces, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb up the walls like men of war. And they shall march every one on his way. And they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another, and they shall walk every one in his path, and when they shall fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. This is the stuff we were reading in Under the Trumpets. Verse 9 and 10. Verse 9. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the house. They shall enter in at the window like a thief. You see what's going on here? Pretty serious. Very serious. Verses 10 and 11. And the earth shall quake before them, and the heavens shall tremble, and the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Okay, that's under when the trumpets, when the seven, under the sixth seal, that's what happens under the sixth seal. And Yahweh shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that exercises his word. For the day of Yahweh is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? That's exactly what's happening in Revelation. How can we stand? That's the question. Who can abide it? Not many of us. We look at Amos chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. Amos chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. Woe unto you that desire the day of Yahweh. That's what people will be saying. Yeah, we're waiting for the Lord to come. Yeah, Lord, come, please come. Woe unto you that desire the day of Yahweh. So they are violating even the words that Yahweh says. They're praying for the day of Yahweh, and Yahweh says, hey, woe unto anybody that's praying for this thing. To what end is it for you? The day of Yahweh is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear did meet him. Or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of Yahweh be darkness and not light, even very darkness, and no brightness in it? And I'm going to add, at all. So, this stuff that people are praying for, this rapture, praying for Yahweh to come, he forbids us to do such a thing. But you know us, we just go do whatever we want in violations of whatever Yahweh says. Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. The great day of Yahweh is near. It is near. and hasteneth greatly, even the voice of the day of Yahweh. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and disaster, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. It is serious and no joke. Nehemiah chapter 1. Verse number 7. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse number 7. Yahweh is good. A stronghold in a time of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. So he didn't say that you're going to disappear. He says Yahweh is good. A stronghold in a time of trouble. So he said you're going to go through the time of trouble. You're going to need me. You're going to need to trust and obey. For there is no other way but to be happy in Yeshua, the Messiah. Now we turn to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26. And we like to look at verses number 20 and 21. Isaiah chapter 26, verses 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy door. Chambers of prayer and fasting. About thee. Hide thyself as it were for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. So he said you got to hide yourself during this time so that the indignation, what is indignation? The great Jacob time of trouble, the time of trouble, the great tribulation. For behold, Yahweh cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. So he is making it very clear that we have to hide ourselves till the time of indignation is past, the great tribulation. He didn't say you disappearing off the planet. No. That'd be too easy. That we must plan and follow what Yahweh has said. Clear as day. No joke. The seven plagues or the seven vows, whichever way you would like to call them. Okay, when we look at this, we're looking at the book of Revelation. If we look at the book of Revelation, chapter 1, we'll probably need to start in chapter 15 of Revelation, just so we can get the feeling of what is going on here. Okay, we're going to look at verses number 5. We should start at 5 through 8, just so that we can get a feel, of what actually is coming or about to come. 5 through 8. And then we'll go to Revelation chapter 16. We'll finish up with chapter 15. Does everybody have that? Revelation. I'll repeat it again. Revelation chapter 15. verses 5 through 8. Revelation 15, verses 5 through 8. And after that, I looked. What did he do? And behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony. All of those different things. It references to all of that. The temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven is wide open for everyone to see. Verse 6, and the seven angels came out of this, I came out of the temple having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breastplates girded with gold. Verse 7, and one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels the seven vials the seven golden vials full of the wrath of Yah. So we have here the wrath of Yahweh. And they are given it. Can they do anything with it? Who liveth forever and ever. Verse 8. And the temple is filled with smoke. And the glory of Yahweh. And from his power. And no man is able to enter in. Into the temple. Till the seven plagues of the seven angels are fulfilled. So we see that during this time frame that Yahweh Yeshua cannot intercede anymore in the temple because the temple, the smoke fills the temple so that no one is able to enter it because of the glory of Yahweh and his power. And no one is able to enter in, into where? Enter into the temple. And so his priestly ministry is over. And this is the last call. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. As you see, they're given their vows. And now, chapter 6. 16 of Revelation begins. Revelation chapter 16, starting at verse 1. And I heard a voice from heaven, a voice out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, go your way and pour out the vials of the wrath of Yah on the earth. You heard it. He said, okay, it's that time now. We can do it. Go thy way and pour out the vials of the wrath of Elohim upon the earth. Pour what? The vials. Upon who? Upon Yahweh's people. Not upon Yahweh's people, but upon the earth. Sorry about that. And the first poured out, first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. Okay, I think we can see it now. This is what's happening. The wrath of Yahweh is being poured out. And there's nothing we can do about it. And it's poured out on who? All those that have the mark of the beast. Okay, so the question is, are we supposed to take the mark? Does Yahweh understand? Because that's what people say, Yahweh understands. Yes, he does. He understands that we do not listen to him, and we do not care what he says. And we will accept the mark of the beast because the church has prepared us for a secret rapture that they knew did not, was never coming. And so the people are caught unaware, unrealizing what's going on. And it says that there's a noisome and grievous sore. On them which had the mark of the beast, and then that worshipped his image. So what is his image? What is the mark of the beast? There's been many speculations on that too. Many speculations of many things. And the second vial or plague is poured out on you. Revelation chapter 16, verse 3. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. Wow. The third plague, or vial, verses, chapter 16, verses 4 through 7. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers, the fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angels of the waters saying, did you know that there was angels of water? Did you know that? Wow. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Yahweh, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of thy saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar saying, even so, Yahweh, Elohim Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. The fourth plague, Revelation 18, verses Revelation 16, sorry, verses 8 through 9. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power, and power was given unto them to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of Elohim, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Plague number 5, verses 10 through 11 of Revelation 16. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the sea, the seat of the beast. Aha! Who's the beast? And his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their teeth for pain. They bit their teeth for pain. And blasphemed the Elohim of heaven, because of their pain and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. The brethren ain't giving up. They are not giving up. and the sixth vial. Well, plague is poured out. Revelation 16, verses 12 through 16. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great sea Euphrates. And the water thereof was burnt, was dried up, and the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. So there is already these unclean spirits that are going off into the earth. Through the churches, through governments and organizations. And there's the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth and the whole earth to gather them to the battle of that great day of Elohim Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. See, now people be saying, oh, you ain't got to watch. You don't know the day and hour of his coming. No, we don't know the day and hour of his coming. But we know he says to what? Blessed is he that watcheth and keep his garments white. Okay, so if you are not watching, you don't know what's going on. You didn't know that you're in the third seal. You don't know where you are. Because you're not supposed to be in the seal according to the European pagan churches, which teach the secret rapture. Verse 16 of Revelation chapter 16. And he gathered them together into the place called in the Hebrew Armageddon. All right, now we're coming down to the seventh plague or vow. Revelation chapter 16, verses 17 through 21. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there became a great noise out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, it is done. And there were voices and thundering and lightning, and there was great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came into remembrance before Elohim, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. So he is not cutting any slack, throwing it all down. And every island fled away, and every mountain, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon them a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed Elohim because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Now, brothers and sisters and young, we have just witnessed for the great tribulation, the time of trouble that will never be like it before, has ever happened before, and nor will it ever be again. That is what we read. That is what has been portrayed. And we have seen in the major prophets, we've read in Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, in the minor prophets, Amos, Haggai, Joel, you name it. We read through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke. We read through Revelation. We read through all of these. We read through Thessalonians. We read through Corinthians. We read through so many through this series that we're in. We pray that you will be getting a blessing and that you might be able to go and listen to some of these things. Get some of the material. Go to www.peopleofcolor. No spaces, the numeric number 1.com. Again, that's www.peopleofcolor, no spaces, the numeric number 1.com. And check out what we are sharing with the people so that you might be a faithful Berean trying to understand what Yahweh is telling us for the times and days that we live in. May Yahweh bless you. May he keep you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you. May he give you peace and love and understanding. Amen. Amen. And praise Yahweh.